Hello. Hello, this is Will from National Opinion Surveys. I'm looking to speak to Ms. Wilson.
How can I help you, sir?
Ms. Wilson, just so you know, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a minute?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. First of all, I need to know that you can talk safely and openly on your phone, like you're not driving or we're not putting you at risk.
Absolutely, sir.
Thank you.
Yes.
And just to be, I'm sorry, ma'am?
No.
Okay. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, ma'am, with all due respect, may I ask your race? Do you represent yourself as white, African American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed?
African American, bro.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote? Ma'am?
Vote.
Thank you. Next question. Please rate your level of motivation in next year's presidential and congregational elections in November in 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated at all, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. 0 to 10.
Yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you've been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Somewhat closely.
Thank you. Next question. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would that be strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with it?
Not so.
I'm sorry, you said satisfied?
Yeah, not so satisfied, but I guess that I have to.
Okay, then it will be either satisfy or dissatisfy.
Dissatisfy.
Okay, thank you. When you hear about inflation and the rising of costs, who or what do you blame the most? The COVID pandemic, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, big businesses and corporate price gouging and greed, Republicans in Congress, the Biden administration and their policies?
All of the above, but I guess raising
okay.
Interest.
Okay. Next question. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. Use a 10 if it's most important, use a 5 if it's somewhat important, and use a 0 if it's not important at all. Reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling, 0 to 10. You said that's a 10?
That could be a 10, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Ensuring our borders insecure. What was that?
10.
10. Thank you very much. Making housing more affordable.
10.
Thank you. Creating more jobs and raising wages.
10.
Thank you. Reducing crime.
10.
Thank you. Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
10.
Thank you very much. Switching gears a little bit and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yes. Approve.
You approve? Okay, that will be strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats and the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
Approve from what I can see approve.
Is that somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you very much. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number 0 to 100. Mitch McConnell.
0.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court.
50.
Thank you. The Democratic Party.
90.
Okay, thank you. Joe Biden.
95.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
Oh, Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Okay. Black Lives Matter.
All lives matter, so I'm going to say 85.
85, okay.
Yes.
Cornel West.
Cornel West. Retired military person.
Yeah, you can give him any number from 0 to 100, however you feel.
I just give him 50.
Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. Next question. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden, Cornel West, or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. Next question. And if elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, will you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. Now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not at all worried?
I'm very worried.
Thank you. Now, suppose there were two different candidates running for office, all other things being equal, please tell me which candidate you are more likely to support. Candidate A, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight to make health care more affordable, relieve student debt, make the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, invest in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs, and grow the economy, or candidate B, who says if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protect voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery, and reform policy to outlaw racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable. Which one would you prefer? Candidate A?
The last one.
B? Okay. That will be somewhat more B or much more B?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you very much. Have you recently read, seen, or heard about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Have you heard a lot, some, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
Thank you. Just so you know, we are at 60%. We almost done. And has what you seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More?
Will that be much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. Number one, cap the price of insulin at $35 per month for Medicare and Medicaid. Is that very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. Invested nearly $6 billion.
Very important.
Very important. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Invested nearly $6 billion to support his historically black colleges and universities. Is that very important to you? Somewhat important?
Very important to me.
Very important. Thank you. Invested $50 million to stabilize the child care industry and keep child care centers open. Is that very important to you? Somewhat important? Not very? Not at all?
Very important.
Very important. Thank you very much. A third of the judges appointed to the federal bench are African American, the most ever. Is that very important to you? Somewhat? Not very? Not at all?
Yeah.
Thank you. He also banned chokeholds and no-knock warrants for federal officers. Is that very important? Very important. Thank you. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I approve.
Is that strongly or somewhat? Okay, thank you. Next question. Now I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, 5 means that it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not convincing at all. Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of, quote, entitlement programs, ignoring that they spend a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. We must vote to protect the retirement security of ourselves and of our parents and grandparents. 0 to 10.
I truly agree. 10.
Okay, 6. You said six?
I said the highest number. I do agree.
Okay, thank you very much. That will be a 10. We are facing the largest threat to our rights and freedoms from extremists since the 60s. They attack reproductive rights, our voting rights, our history by trying to ban books on slavery and even attack the U.S. Capitol on January 6th to overturn the will of the people and keep Trump in office. Where does this stop? We cannot accept this as the new normal. We must use our political power to fight back and send a message to MAGA Republicans that we aren't going to back to Jim Crow. 0 to 10.
Now that's a 10, but they've already stopped.
Okay.
In Mississippi.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Next question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now, once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November of 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated at all, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated. 0 to 10.
13.
Thank you. And what stood out the most to you from the arguments that you just heard?
What?
What stood out to you the most from the arguments you just heard?
Social Security.
Social Security. Thank you. Next question. I'm going to read to you a list of sites and apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the last past 2 days. Twitter.
Do I use no?
No. Facebook.
Yes.
YouTube.
Yes.
Instagram.
No.
Snapchat.
No.
Apple News.
No.
TikTok.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question. Just so you know, we are at 92%. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's?
Postgraduate.
Postgraduate, thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widow?
Single,
thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative, thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood that you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly anyone in your neighborhood are white?
Or what?
White people? Do you have a lot of neighbors that are white?
Oh, yeah.
That will be nearly half, more than half. About half, less than half, hardly any?
More than half.
More than half. Thank you very much. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States?
No,
thank you. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you very much. I just want to thank you once again for your time and for every single one of your opinions, and just wish you the best on the rest of this day. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.